minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show. That's an interesting one. Stickman texting in. Nuggets versus Chiefs. I love them both, but it has to be the Chiefs. Are the Chiefs the best? Are they the better team than the Nuggets? No, we're crossing over sports here. But they're both up for the ESPYs. Who's the better team? And I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna take the Homer hat off. I'm taking it off and putting it over here. It's all Nuggets. No, the Chiefs were more of a favorite, dominating team. But the Nuggets were too, I guess. They weren't a favorite, but they did dominate. They got Patrick Mahomes. I get all that. Travis Kelce. But are they the better team than the Nuggets?
Okay, who has the better offense?
Well, the Nuggets score a lot more than the Chiefs do.
Yeah, in terms of points. Let's talk effectiveness.
Trying to put them together and figure that out is difficult for my brain, but I would say,
okay, I'll flip
the
it.
Chiefs,
make
maybe?
It easier. Who would you rather scheme against, the Nuggets or the Chiefs?
Okay, I've got 11 stud football players, or I've got 5 stud basketball players, and I got to pick which one I want to try to. I think that scheming against the Chiefs would be easier than scheming against the Nuggets.
Okay.
Because it's football, I guess. One guy in basketball can really dominate, and Joker did. And you tried to scheme against him, and it didn't work. So I would say that would be the more difficult task.
Okay. Now, who would you rather go against in terms of defense? Who do you think you could score on easier, the Nuggets defense or the Chiefs defense?
Oh, that's a tough one because the Nuggets were good.
Nuggets regular season defense or playoffs defense?
Well, I could probably figure out consistently a way to score against the Nuggets more. So,
all right, so they're about even.
They're about even. They're about
that was
even.
A fun exercise. Who,
I'm not sure we got anywhere. Let's just look at what the Chiefs did. I mean, it's obviously a regular season and a playoffs award. The Chiefs were really freaking good. How many games did they lose last year? 3 or 4? Was it like 3?
I'd say 4.
They were pretty dominant, man. I mean, they blew teams out. I mean, they had some close games too, but they were a very good team. Well, how about the rest of it? I mean, are we... Who else is up? We got...
Mahomes did win the MVP.
Joker didn't.
Joker won a finals MVP.
Did Mahomes win the Super Bowl MVP? Or was it Kelce? It's got to be Mahomes.
It was Mahomes.
God, it's starting to feel like maybe the Chiefs.
I think so.
Okay, Chiefs get it over the Nuggets. Are they better than LSU? Better, but that was a big story.
Yes.
Better than the Las Vegas Golden Knights?
Who? Yeah.
Then the Aces?
Sure.
So the Chiefs are going to get it.
Yeah. It seems likely.
Who else did I miss? Is the World Series? Who won the World Series last year? Why am I blanking out?
The Phillies.
Are they not in there?
I guess not.
I just assumed. I didn't know if it was like every championship or...
No. It's... Chiefs, Nuggets, Knights, Aces, the Georgia Bulldogs, LSU women's basketball, or the Oklahoma Sooners of softball.
Oh, Sooners of softball.
So softball over baseball.
Yep. Mm. They are so
good. I watch more college softball than I do Major League Baseball. So.
I think I watched... I actually watched TCU in Florida yesterday in the College Baseball World Series.
College baseball, it's decent.
It was kind of fun.
I mean, they score a lot more than the Rockies do.
Yeah, they sure do. Yeah, the Rockies are just in a terrible, terrible funk, and I don't know if we'll ever get it. But Nikola Jokic is up for a few different awards.
Yeah, he's up for best athlete in men's sports, going against it's Jokic, Judge, Mahomes, and Messi. That's just cool to be on that list.
Does he win that award?
Probably not. It's either going to be Mahomes or it's going to be Messi. Messi because worldwide superstar, and he's coming to Miami.
Yeah, probably. Best championship performance he's up for.
Yep. In his 2023 NBA Finals MVP run for Nikola Jokic. Best comeback athlete, Jamal Murray.
Who's he up against?
John Jones, who won the UFC heavyweight championship at 285. Alyssa Thompson with the Connecticut Sun. She had a torn Achilles last year or 2 years ago. And Justin Verlander won the Cy Young Award and the Comeback Player of the Year in the MLB after Tommy John surgery.
I mean, those are all pretty good.
It's either Murray or John Jones because they won championships.
Yeah, it's got to be. And especially Murray was out for two playoff runs. That's got to be. And the year he's back is the year they win a title.
He's back officially.
Yeah.
He's playoff or champion Murray now.
Champion Murray. Yeah, Jamal probably has a better chance to win all that award than Joker has to win any of these awards. Just because it's... Who votes on the ESPYs, by the way? Is it?
I think it's the people.
Like, it's a fan thing? Like a Nickelodeon?
You and I, yeah.
Can we go vote right now?
Yeah, you can do it on their ESPN's website.
Let's go vote. Where? Where do you do that, Angel? We got to let our people know so they can go vote.
Jokic is also up for best NBA player. He's going against Jimmy Butler, Joel Embiid, and Jason Tatum.
Boy, if Joel Embiid doesn't win this, then that's really... Because this is not a regular...
You can have your MVP. I'm going to have my finals MVP, my championship ring, my Western Conference finals MVP, and an ESPY.
Tell the listeners what you think of the ESPYs.
They are on the same scale, if not lower, than a Dundee.
Which, according to Michael Scott, the Dundies are like better than anything you can ever get. What would Joker do with an ESPY award?
He would scratch off the four letters on there because they don't like him and toss it into a closet with the rest of his trophies.
You think he'd actually even keep it? Because he's not going to be.
No, he'll give it.
Be there.
It's a toy for his daughter or something. Like, here's a new shiny toy. Like, she just has the shiniest toys of any childhood. Like, any child anywhere. Like, normal kids are getting Hot Wheels or Legos, and his kid's getting trophies.
Yeah, if they ship it to him or whatever, someone's going to have to
They'll leave it here. They'll leave it in his locker until he comes back. Just, what is this?
Yeah, here's this thing.
I leave the country, and you give me an award. Come back, you give me another award.
That's got to be, like, the worst award. If he doesn't care about the MVP award, he doesn't even care about the finals. He cares about the trophy, but not the finals MVP trophy.
I doubt he knows what an ESPY even is.
I doubt he does. He won't fly here.
God, no.
He won't even do the Zoom thing.
No, he's probably put on like 15 pounds and just...
Don't look at me now. Wait a month.
He's like Thor in Endgame. When
he probably is. Isn't that what Michael Porter Jr. said? He's like, what's amazing about him is that he'll just be around his horses, eat whatever, drink beer, and then like 2 weeks before they got to check in, it's like heavy training.
Well, he asked Malone for an extra week. So I think he's going to pack on a little bit more, and then I need 3 weeks, actually, to get ready.
Well, didn't he have, wasn't it last year when he was with the Serbian team, too, and it took him...
He played summer ball last year.
Like, quite a few games.
Like, 5 or 6 games.
Does that worry you, that kind of stuff? Like, guys playing for their countries worry you about what kind of player they're going to be for their professional basketball team?
No, because Jokic, I think, would care more about Serbian basketball than in NBA.
And that doesn't bug you?
No.
You don't want him to care more about the Nuggets than he does Team Serbia?
I mean, you won us a championship. I can't ask you for much else.
I've always been one of these guys, and I know like the patriotic listeners right now. I think the NBA titles and other titles are just way more important than the Olympics and all that stuff. Been that way.
But for European players, I don't think it really matters to them. I think Jokic would rather win a gold medal with Serbia.
Than a title in the NBA?
I think so.
Really?
If he can win it in Serbia with in their crowd, they go crazy over there. So,
yeah, you're probably not wrong. 405. If just for the season the Nuggets had a dominant season, postseason, but Chiefs had been good for so long, if that counts.
We're not talking about.
I think it's going to be the regular season and the playoffs put together. That's what it's gonna. That's what you're judging this off of.
Thank you, 970, for correcting me. I was wrong.
Angel, the Houston Astros won the World Series, not Philadelphia.
They weren't in the series. They played in the World Series. So did the Rockies. 40
million
years
ago. That is, dude, the Rockies are so bad now, it has erased their trip to the World Series. Like, that's how bad they are.
That pennant at Coors Field's been removed.
It's removed.
Mysteriously. It may never come back.
If you're that bad for this long, then they just take it away. Noob, Mahomes and Jokic both got two MVPs this season. That's true.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be the Chiefs. I would probably say the Chiefs.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. But no, on the Olympics thing, I've just always kind of been like, maybe it's basketball. Like, I like, obviously, swimming. If you look at that, what's cool? Michael Phelps winning the Seattle invite or whatever, or Michael Phelps winning a gold medal?
Yeah.
Michael Phelps winning a gold medal in the Olympics is way cooler. But the sports that have sports that I watch on a daily basis, basketball, way down the totem pole for me. Way down there. Ice skating and... I don't really like ice skating.
Archery.
Yeah, what's more meaningful, to win the Bill and Ted's chili cook-off invite or to win it, you know,
I mean,
Sydney?
The Bill and Ted thing, that's hang that up on the wall in the man cave. It looks pretty cool.
Archery. That's an Olympic sport, huh?
It is.
Well, I like archery. Just weird that it's like in the same world as
all
these other...
like scientific now. Like the bow is like it's got all these contraptions.
They
and
shouldn't
stuff
be
on
able
it.
To use. They should just be able to use an
they
old.
They should have
bow.
To make their own bow.
They should have to use a bow like Robin Hood, like just a bamboo
sticking
stick
some
and some string or whatever it is they use. That's how it should be done. Not with all these like fancy things.
Got counterweights and wrist guards and all that. No,
that's cheating. Stickman, is there an award for absolute worst team? Because we all are the winner of that. Tanner, out there, any guesses?
The worst team?
Are the Rockies the worst team?
Like, professional team?
They're pretty bad, dude. I mean, what was the worst team in the NBA?
The Rockets.
That's kind of fitting. They both sound like the same. The Rockets were 22-60.
It's just about what the Rockies are.
They're
at.
About the equivalent of that, aren't they? Because they're on pace now to lose 100 games. Okay, now that the season is done for the Rockies.
June 22nd.
Do you want them to lose 100 games?
It doesn't do much for me. Like,
if they lose 100, does that, like, a glaring three digits up there do something to the fan base where they're like, we have to boycott this team? Like, 99 wouldn't do it, but 100, oh, we ain't going.
I mean, it would just be the how much further down the stairwell can we go? And 100 losses would be pretty far down.
What's their worst, what's their worst season? They've probably had some pretty bad ones. Well, of course they've had some pretty bad ones.
In 2012, they won 64 games.
But have they never lost? Have they never lost 100 games? They lost 94, last year. 87 the year before that. They only lost 34 in 2020, dude. That's a bad... Oh, that's right.
That was an abbreviated season.
91 in 2019. And then the year...
94 in 15, 96 in 14...
Oh, they lost 98 in 2012.
Yeah, that was the worst year.
Though they've never lost 100. They could do it.
Make history.
Yeah, that would be kind of... They're off today, but they'll get back at it tomorrow.
Shame.
Let's do that.
Just get them all out of the way. What do we got to wait a day for?
Yeah, just play.
Just keep playing.
Just keep going. Don't take any days off.
First one to finish 162 games.
We should do a fun... Wizards are finalizing deal to send Chris Paul to the Warriors. There we go.
What?
To the wait, I just read that without realizing what I read.
Say it again.
Wizards are finalizing a deal to send Chris Paul to the Warriors, package that includes Jordan Poole and future draft assets.
Woj bomb.
Woj bomb. Does Chris Paul fit with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson? And does that mean they're going to bring re-sign Draymond Green? Jordan Poole's gone.
Wow.
So they decided right there. Jordan, you took a punch like a, you know what, man.
Took it like a champ.
You took it like a champ. And now you're going to take another punch. Leave our basketball club. We're going to bring Chris Paul in here, who's 82 years old. Does that mean they're going to re-sign Draymond Green? I would imagine so. Because that was the big thing. Mysterio, wrestling. Just says wrestling, question mark.
Olympic sport.
No, it is, right? Yeah. Heck yeah. I wrestled in junior high.
So would you rather win a state slash national championship wrestling or an Olympic medal?
Or
a WWE Super Bank, whatever, ladder match.
Say, or the... Well, what's the main one?
The Money in the Bank thing.
What, no, there's Royal Rumble, and then there's...
SmackDown.
No, there's the big one every year that they do. What is that?
Raw?
No, that's every week. Oh, my gosh. I'm Olympic gold all day, Mysterio said. Yeah. For wrestling, it would be Olympic gold unless whatever the WWE's big event. I know. They're two different sports. I know. What the heck? It's going to drive me insane. WWE.
Super Slam.
No. You're just saying wrestling terms. Hooligans, help me out. What is it? Something. Mega thing. What is the major event for the WWE? It's not the Royal Rumble, but it's the other one. It's something big. WrestleMania, noob, nailed it. So would you rather win the title? Have the scripters write that you won a title or the WWE title or win a gold medal in wrestling.
I mean, gold medal versus that belt. The belt's pretty cool.
And I bet you make more money winning that belt.
Yeah.
Like as a WWE wrestler that's worthy of winning a belt.
Oh, just imagine the story. If you could like be friends with the writers and you can like make some epic like finishing move at the last second or something.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be cool.
You know the story I was telling you about Shane Carwin? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say exactly, we live close together now. Mm-hmm. And I told my wife, because of course I ran over there to tell him to be quiet one day. Not him, not knowing it was him, but there was his kids or whatever. And that was scary. And my wife's like, who is this guy? And I showed her a picture of Brock Lesnar. And I'm like, he almost beat this guy. He should have beat this guy. And she's like, you could die. And I said, yeah, but to be fair, Rey Mysterio Jr. beat Brock Lesnar. Mm. And Rey Mysterio is like 4'3". And he beat Brock Lesnar in WWE, but still did it.
Right.
Still had to beat him. And it happened. So I had that going for me. That was a confidence booster. That's crazy, Angel. Wizards finalizing a deal to send Chris Paul to the Warriors. I did not have that on my radar. Poole signed 4-year...
$128 million deal.
So wait, is Poole going then? He's going to Washington?
Yes.
This is insanity. All to try to beat the Denver Nuggets. Chris Paul. How about that? And that's got to mean that Draymond Green's back with the Warriors then.
Can he get along with Chris Paul? I don't know if they have any beef or anything, but...
No, but I bet he won't punch him.
And you're punching down at that point.
Yeah, but Chris Paul's well-respected. Isn't he well-respected?
I think, but it also may be one of those guys like, I'm the president of the Players Association, and I'm better than you. I'm State Farm, whatever, you know.
How does he
Because, I mean, I've also seen stuff about Draymond to the Lakers.
So does Chris Paul come off the bench? Who's the point guard for this basketball club?
Chris Paul.
Over Steph Curry?
But Steph at 2.
And then Klay at 3?
Sure.
And then Draymond at 4, and then
Mooney?
Popeye Jones, or what was his name? Mooney? Moody?
Mooney.
Mooney.
It's either Mooney or Looney.
It's Looney.
There you go.
So, wow, that's crazy. Chris Paul, starting for the Warriors, though? Does that take the ball? I mean, he's not a ball hog. He's not one of those guys, but don't you want the play to start with Steph Curry every single time?
I mean, if we're talking about if they're keeping the same core that they have, how did it look with Kevin Durant versus how does it look with Chris Paul?
Wow. So now, yeah, that's an interesting thing. Wow, what a day. What a day. Marcus Smart, I'm still shocked by that one, actually. I'm shocked that Boston moved on from Marcus Smart. He's going to have to dye his hair a different color. 26 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Preps Rewind. Saturday mornings at 10 on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, the Denver Post's Sean Keeler. Sean, my man, we just had breaking news moments ago. Chris Paul's going to be a Golden State Warrior. How about that? All these teams trying to craft something up so they can beat our lovely Denver Nuggets.
I don't think that's going to work.
Think so. Okay, so is Chris Paul starting or what? How's that going? What's that look like?
He's there, Bruce Brown. They're going to make that happen. I'm sure he'll love that.
Oh, yeah, he will.
It is fascinating to kind of see how the Kansas City Chiefs live in the sense that now you have the young, fresh, hot core that everybody in the West is trying to figure out and scramble. So, you know, to figure out how to beat, and I don't envy the Broncos in that regard. I know that's not why you called, but that's what it feels like, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, throw this against the wall. Is Bradley Beal their Sean Payton? I don't know. They're trying to, or they're, and is Chris, and here's the analogy. Is Chris Paul Russell Wilson? Is he really? And we're just sitting on a bunch of Patrick Mahomes is here and they just can't deal with it. I don't know.
That's a good one too. I don't know. Well, it's like Bradley Beal you're seeing on the national scene too. Oh, the Suns are ready to go, reloaded. I'm like, Bradley Beal's like, he's like regular season Jimmy Butler. He's a good player, but he's not like over the top. He's 23 point per game kind of guy. I don't see it being this big of a move.
Well, the NBA, how the NBA is covered and how it's presented, and particularly how it's presented by the Four Letter Network, it doesn't always add up because, at least from a championship standpoint, because the idea and the ideal for what ESPN wants the NBA to be, and this does tie into the Nuggets, is it's a league sold on and by its stars. International soccer is probably the closest that comes next to that in terms of just one name, one guy can control a room and control a narrative. They sell names. So to ESPN, everything LeBron did in the 90s and aughts and those super teams is like, we should do this all the time.
Yeah,
every team should have three all-stars, and they should all be names that are all in the top 15 jersey sales, and they all work. Well, that's great on a video game, and it's great in marketing, but as the Nuggets have proven, and other teams in the recent past, and to some degree San Antonio too, have proven, that it is about chemistry and the makeup of how those basketball pieces fit, not how all the marketing pieces fit, that really determines whether you've got a chance of sustaining a championship level roster. And again, the Nuggets did that well. The Spurs did that well for so long. Phoenix is trying the LeBron method, and LeBron has not even gotten the LeBron method to work in LA really, except for 2020. And that was kind of a weird get altogether. So those are two different paths, and that's the path Phoenix wants to take. We'll see if Golden State thinks that's a good idea or whether everyone's just going to be a Washington Wizard for 5 minutes and get shipped off somewhere else.
Well, I feel bad for Jordan Poole and all of this, man. I mean, Draymond Green punched him into Washington, so that poor dude, man. I thought he was going to be the next big thing for Golden State.
I covered him in Michigan, super kid. You know, in that's the other thing, too, is the NBA picks its stars, both for calls and for drama and what to put up with. And Draymond Green has a lot of rope and a lot of slack, and they want to keep him. And I'm not unconvinced that getting Poole out of town is a step in that regard.
I tend to agree. Yeah, it was the first thing one of the many things that came to my mind when I saw this story. And what I think's interesting is we're seeing teams – I thought we might see a different trend, and we may still with some teams, where they go, the Nuggets won a title, but they didn't go out and just constantly get all these big-time free agents. So I thought we'd see less of that, but here we go again with the Suns and the Grizzlies even, and now with the Warriors, just try to keep piecing some big names together.
Yeah, and some of that goes back to the marketing side of it, is that you know, a Marcus Smart jersey, you know, in Memphis, given what's going on with Ja Morant, might not be a bad idea from a PR standpoint.
Because, yes.
You know, 25 games, is it? I mean, that even feels light relative to what people thought it might be. You know, they're again trying to kind of thread that needle of what can I put on the poster for season tickets versus what's going to keep up with Denver. And frankly, and this is not being braggart in the least, none of those things are going to keep up with Denver. And again, that's why I go back to the, man, think about this is why the Front Range and North Colorado should really kind of sink back and enjoy this, even if you're not a huge NBA or basketball fan, and you should be, is that they are where the Chiefs are. They are the problem. They're looking at that and going, I don't see any answer to this until that guy retires. And that's kind of how you look at the AFC West a little bit and where the Chiefs are with Mahomes. Again, Mahomes is Jokic. There's nothing like him. There's never been anything like him. And here's the good news, Denver. You got him. You'd rather have the quarterback, probably, but you got this guy. And he's an all-timer, and you ride that out until he decides he's not going to ride it out. And thankfully, that doesn't seem like that's going to be for a while still.
Yeah, just until he gets bored with all of us talking about him, right?
I mean, until the horses are ready to go. And one day, and you know, it'll be some summer like this, but it'll be whoever else. It probably won't be me. We'll have to stay by the Zoom call from Sombor or stay by the National Lady because he just won't come back. That's how it ends one day. He'll just be like, I am upcoming. I'm good. And you guys are fine. It's a joke. No, I'm not. Like, you're joking, right? It's funny. Lot. Oh, no, I'm not joking. No, I'm just kidding. I'm staying here. Bye. Because he's already set for life. You know, he doesn't,
yep.
Other than his competitiveness, and I'll be fascinated to see that from him in the long term, now that he has stuck a shovel up everybody's backside and proven everything he ever needed to prove to anyone. I mean, literally everything. What's next? And I guess it is that dynasty. It is the multiple titles thing. But I'm real curious where that fire is going to be for him long term, because thankfully, knock on wood, injuries haven't played a role. You know, politics and business side hasn't played a role. He loves the coach. He loves the town. He loves being able to hide and being able to get away and not being in Boston or L.A. or New York and not being the center of attention. And so enjoy that. Enjoy that while we've got it. Again, very, very Mahomesian, other than the State Farm commercials. And maybe he'll shoot some of those in Serbia. He does have a Serbian gambling commercial that I
do. Does he really?
And it's on YouTube. Yeah, it is something else.
Oh, Angel, we got to find it.
Like, you look for Jokic. It's him and it's someone else, and I'm forgetting who. And they shot it, I want to say, before the pandemic. It's like a couple arguing over what betting service to use in Serbian. And it's like a 90-second commercial. And it's Jokic trying different sports. And he's a soccer goalie a minute, or he's in boxing. He's in MMA, which, you know, given what we know about it, would probably be perfect and a real easy transition. It's something. You'll find it if you look on YouTube. It's there. It's a trip. I couldn't tell you what they're saying, but they're saying that this betting service is the best. Jokic is on different sports doing it. So that's the only one I've seen. I'm sure there's others, but that's the only one that's out there.
I got to check that out. Keeler, Nuggets, you put a piece together the other day about Bruce Brown. Hey, you should call Nazem Kadri, ask him if money was worth leaving Denver's newest dynasty. What do you think's going to happen? What can the Nuggets realistically do? Because there's that one end, you don't want to be Scottie Pippen and win a lot of titles but not have any money to show for it, but you don't want to have a lot of money to show for it and then be on a crap team next year like Utah. What do you think the Nuggets will do with this situation? What can they do?
Well, they're up against, what, $7.8 million?
Yeah.
The max they can offer is that mid-level exception. But I'll tell you what, the NBA contracts, and this is coming from a baseball guy, man, you need a – it's like trigonometry to try to figure out who goes where. And, I mean, it makes the U.S. tax code look like basic math. And somewhere Mike Singer's telling me, it's not that hard. It's great. It's easy. You know, Mike's a genius. He can figure this stuff out. It is – there are, see, here's the bottom line with the NBA salary cap and where it differs from the NHL and where, yeah, I've gotten some letters saying this, yeah, Kadri and Bruce are not apples to apples. But the thing about the NBA, the difference with the NHL is it feels like there's an exception for everything. If you can, like, find it, there's, like, early bird rights. Bird rights, late bird rights, all these things that came about because teams wanted to keep stars together, that there are exceptions, but guys have to be tenured. And the short version of it where it pertains to Bruce Brown is, and the problem is he doesn't have tenure. And what they are trying to establish with him, if he wants it here, is tenure. Because once you have 2 years with a team, in extremely simple terms, you have a lot more options than just one-and-done guys. And so this one is particularly interesting, where if they can basically tamper, him in 4 years without telling him, we will get you your $48 million that you have earned and would probably get on the open market, but we can't get it to you now. We have to do this below-market deal, because this market's probably 10 or, I mean, well, on the open market, it's probably 11 or 12. But if you come back for 7.8, you'll get 13 and 14 later, wink, wink. Basically, the Milwaukee Bucks did exactly that with their six-man type in Bobby Portis 2 years ago, and they just kept doing what's called one-plus-ones, as I understand it, where you get 2 years. It's assumed you'll opt out of the first one, and then we will keep figuring out a way as you then slide into, the exclusions. If you get 2 years with us, you become eligible for an early bird, as in Larry Bird rights deal, where we could label you as such, and the cap would not apply the way that it does now, is my understanding of it. So this go-around with him is kind of critical that way, and I sense that a lot of those non-sexy teams with all kinds of cap room are just going to, therefore, go up to him and offer something stupid. The thing that Denver can't do is just offer stupid money right off. They just can't. And if someone, he's like, I can make, someone offers him, you know, $16 million, something just absurd out of the chute, I'm sure his agent's going to look at that and say, look, it's Orlando, it's Houston, but you're getting $50 million now versus maybe $45 million in 5 years. What do you think? And I got to admit, 9 out of 10 of us would probably take the money.
Yeah.
But I don't know if Bruce Brown is 9 out of 10 of us, because boy, he fit everything that they wanted to do here from a coaching standpoint, from a system standpoint, and from a Jokic standpoint so well. And they can find more like him. They won't find another of him on the free agent market, but they can find one that fits their cost point, who is a little like him, at least out there.
Well, we'll be crossing our fingers and wishing and praying or doing whatever it is we do. Hope the Nuggets can keep him, because we know how big of a piece he was to Denver last year. Sean Keeler, my man, appreciate you as always. Love your stuff. It always gets me going one way or the other, and just love having you on the show.
Thanks, man. Be good up there.
All right, you too. We'll talk to you soon. Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. Bruce, that's interesting. You could do exactly what they did with Bobby Portis and just sign him to a 2-year deal, but one of them has the player option, so he's at least secure in that. So if he breaks his ankle or whatever, he's secure, but it's a player option on the second year, then he obviously would decline that, and then the Nuggets could pop and give him some big money. 44 minutes after the hour, Angel, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Clay Millen, quarterback for the Green and Gold, and you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
How good do you think Victor Wembanyama is going to be, or Wemby? Obviously, the projections have him being the next guy Like, we're hearing more about him. I don't know if we're hearing more about him than we heard about LeBron James. Because it was at a high school, crazy. And nowadays, it's just different. I don't know. You didn't have this next second coming of Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant. You didn't have a guy like that for so long. And then LeBron comes in, and now we see great players all the time in the NBA. So this one's not as, doesn't seem like to me it's as big as when LeBron James came to the league.
No, it reminds me a lot of the Zion Williamson hype when he was coming out of college.
Yeah.
I've watched a bit of Wemby play. He's incredibly talented. I don't know if physically he'll be able to keep up in the NBA. It may take him a year or two to get to that physical size where he can still move the way he does, but also be a physical threat, because I'm imagining Jokic giving him an elbow and he just crumbles. And, you know, that could be a knock on him just because he's very tall and very skinny. I think if he put on a little bit more weight, kind of like Giannis did after his first year.
Yeah, maybe.
Giannis was very tiny his first year.
If you can get the muscle to really stack up there. He did say that Joker was kind of the guy he watched the most in the playoffs, that he was really interested. So we'll see. Tonight's the NBA draft. The Nuggets do have a first rounder.
Woo-hoo.
We're going to get Drew Timmy. Bring that
Somebody
mustache
good.
To Denver. He would fit Denver, wouldn't he?
I think he would.
He would just fit. I'm rooting for that now.
Him or the UCLA kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Good mustache. We're good to go. That's what we need on this team.
We need more facial hair. More
good,
unique facial hair.
A good mustache.
A good mustache would probably just send this championship team to the next level. 49 minutes after the hour, what did we learn? Coming up next, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Hear local coaches, players, and more with Coach Speak. Weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
What did we learn on this 22nd day of June? I learned that the NBA, these teams, they're just going to keep going back to the same things they've done in the past, and that's add big name after big name to try to beat whoever just won the championship, which happens to be your Denver Nuggets. And I got a newsflash. It ain't going to work. Not with what you guys are doing. You got to build it. That's going to be the new NBA. Angel, what'd you learn?
I learned that NIL and transfer portal stuff is way more confusing than we think.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Ruby. She was awesome today.
She was.
Just giving us a little bit more insight about, you know, not all that goes on, but how does it work? What is communication with coaches like, with other businesses? What are the different avenues? It's not just I have to go to this place and they'll negotiate for me, but doing it on your own and making a name for yourself too.
I think a girl like her, a person like her with what she's doing with it what I've always thought is the best part about NIL. You can make money off of your image and likeness, but you also got to work at it, too. You can't just show up.
When she's done playing volleyball, you're still going to know who she is.
Yeah.
Because she has her own media thing.
She's great. She was fantastic on the air. Yeah, that was like her first time doing like a radio thing. So Ruby Tuesdays or whatever, it's a great thing. Follow her on Twitter. And she does this thing every Tuesday covering the NoCo Owls. So we've got a connection there with Frank Gonzalez.
There you go.
So it's very cool to get her on the program. Hopefully we'll be hearing more from her. Down the road. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Noob texting in. Over under how many games Chris Paul and Curry miss next season combined? Over 33? Or do you put it at 43? Combined? 53?
43 combined. I take the under.
Take the under? Yeah, maybe so. All right, that'll do it for us. Wild day. Chris Paul's a Golden State Warrior. Jordan Poole's gone. Marcus Smart is a member of the Memphis Grizzlies. All this to try to beat Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.